You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. We'll continue our series looking at life behind bars. Bruce Ingleton found out that he was HIV positive in 1998. He says he was engaged in high-risk behavior, both drugs and sex. He's an inmate at San Quentin serving a life sentence. And a note to our listeners, this interview was recorded in the media lab at San Quentin, which is in the old laundry facility, and you can hear the pipes banging every so often. Ingleton told SQPR's Lewis A. Scott about the moment he found out he had HIV.
Well, I had been in high-risk behavior, drugs, illegal sex, and I was testing every year. I came back in 1998, HIV positive.
So you're really unsure about how you went about, how you really contracted?
Either way, you know, drugs and sex go hand-in-hand, so two bad decisions.
Man, describe what it felt like, man, when they first, you first heard positive.
Well, it's an unexpected feeling, you know, and I guess the best way I can describe it is how you go underwater and your ears get to popping. And you can't hear nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like trying to get my bearings back and say, what did you say? And the nurse said, well, you know, you're HIV positive. I'm like, oh, wow. But, yeah, it was a messed up feeling.
Okay, because, you know, there's that stigma where they say, you know, most people contract HIV in prison because either we shooting dope or we're having unprotected sex.
It's true, but in some instances, you have people that will say that they caught it from a family visit or whatever and then come along that they still doing the same thing, engaging in illicit sex in prison and shooting drugs. Them are the easiest ways to catch it. But I think the most shocking thing that would shock you is I actually seen people shoot somebody else's blood inside them to get HIV.
Wow. For what purpose was that?
I couldn't really answer that because the mindset is really beyond my comprehension after having it. It's like I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. But some of them dudes felt that we had it better behind the type of living conditions we had, because at the time we were getting extra portions and, you know, I don't know. It just, a person's mind, you never know what's on a person's mind.
So but individuals would inject themselves with HIV in order to be quarantined in a certain portion of the prison where HIV patients are housed?
And their opinion at the time, which was if they ever had to go anywhere, they would always go to quote-unquote soft yards.
Well, the individuals doing this, was this individuals with, like, life sentences?
Life without, yeah.
Wow, now the laws have changed, you know. How does one live with that?
Hey, that's a mistake you can't give back, you know. And it was a couple guys that I actually knew and talked to that were short-timers, and that their projected goal was, I could probably get SSI if I get HIV. I said, well, you can all actually die now, too.
Is there anything that you could say or do to prevent other people, make them more aware of HIV and how you contracted the virus and how to prevent, you know, the spread of it?
If you're thinking about doing something, get it out of your mind, because nobody's going to be honest. You know, it's a form of a person's individual integrity. You know, my integrity was once I caught it, you know, everywhere I went, you know, if you didn't know, and like when I got to Vacaville and I was on the main line, I wasn't, you know, when I first got there, it was segregated, but when I got on the main line, certain homosexuals that knew me, I would tell them automatically I'm HIV positive. Informing anybody about it, you know, in 2014, I mean, you still have misconceptions that you can catch it from somebody touching you and hugging you in sweat. It's straight uncut. It's blood to blood, you know.
And well, we both know that, yeah, you know, it's a lack of education.
Yeah, it's a lack of education. So no matter how many times you say it, the prejudice is going to be there, you know. It's no fear no more because the medications allow people to live long.
What type of treatment do you take?
Well, I take three different medications twice a day. You know, medications since then have advanced a long ways, you know. But it's basically everybody's individual body that can accept or reject certain medications, and the side effects go along with it, which number from nightmares to rashes to damage to your liver, but it depends on each individual.
Brother, you working out? You looking pretty healthy?
Thank you, and I try to, you know, three or four times a week.
You know, look.
You know, I don't eat meat.
Is that the key?
I don't know if it's the key, but it helps me.
I know that's right, bro. Look, Bruce, thanks for coming in.
All right.
Man, I'm looking forward to seeing you again real soon. I'll catch you on the yard, brother.
All right, you take it easy.